Oh, we mentioned Devon a couple of times just now because we played a couple of tracks from some bands from Devon. Well, here's another one. And this is a brand new album that was released on the 12th of October by the wonderful duo that is Nick Wyke and Becky Driscoll, two incredible singers and fiddle players and multi-instrumentalists. And this is the title track from that new album. It is called Cold Light.
Thank you.
There we go. The absolutely beautiful sounds there of Nick Wyke and Becky Driscoll with a track Cold Light from their brand new album of that same title, Cold Light. Now, if you just tuned in for the Folk and Acoustic Show, welcome. This is WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. And if you've just tuned in to listen to the show at 4 o'clock, we have been here for a whole hour already, filling in for the Meerkat Mummers who couldn't be here today. So if you want to catch back on the extra hour of music, you can go to www.wmfo.org, where you can go to the schedules page, find this show, and you can catch up on the hour that you've just missed. A special 2 hour special today. Multiple reasons why it's special. One, it's a 2 hour show. Secondly, we've got lots of new music from various bands. We got an autumnal theme going on through the show today, and also my family are visiting from England, and we've already heard from my lovely little sister Lily, who chose a brilliant track from Seth Lakeman, and now we are joined by my darling Father Stuart. Hello.
Hello, Alex.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Very good. And have you been enjoying the fall in New England so far?
Well, it's a worldwide spectacular, isn't it? So it's so good to be here to see those leaves changing.
The thing I like most, which is very contrasting from the English autumn, is that the leaves change very quickly, fall to the floor, and it's just mush. And it's just brown. There's not really very many exciting colours. And here, the trees, you can even see trees, like half the tree is green and half the tree is orange or red, or even down to the leaf, you got half a leaf, which is half green, half red, which is really beautiful, which is really nice. Where have you been and ventured to see the trees so far?
Oh, crikey, we've been into Boston, out to Medford, lots of parks, but just round the houses, the leaves are just absolutely gorgeous, just something we don't get in England at all.
Now, your track you've chosen also fits in very nicely with the autumnal theme too, in some ways, with a bit of harvesting going on in it. What track did you bring to choose to share with the world of WMFO?
Well, it had to be, it's a song and tune by, or sung by, Tim Van Eyken, who is an amazing English singer and melodeon player. And the song is called John Barleycorn, and it's a personification of the cereal crop barley, from its journey to its culling to its turning into beer and whiskey, and all its journey on the way. It's a great song.
You googled this before you spoke to me, didn't you?
No.
You used a very fancy word. That was a very personification.
I know, it's good,
know,
isn't
I'm,
it?
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
There's so many versions of this song, Barleycorn, but this, I agree, is one of the most beautiful versions of it. So would you like to introduce the name of the track and the artist, and I will press play and it will sound smooth and wonderful.
This is John Barleycorn by Tim Van Eyken.
Well, there came three men from out of Kent for to plough for wheat and rye. A solemn vow, John Barleycorn must die. So they ploughed him deep in the furrow, and they sowed right over his head. These three men home rejoicing went. Tall. The barleycorn grew is the more. Show.
Oh, absolutely great stuff there from the Andy May Trio from their 2015 album, About Time. That was a track that I thought was very appropriate after Barleycorn All About Beer. That was a track called The Mug of Brown Ale. Now, it's at this point I'm going to mention that the show is sadly going to be off air for the next couple of weeks, as I'm going to be venturing to the UK to do a bit of a tour with a couple of my bands, Alex Cumming and Nicola Beasley, and the Teacups. We'll have a bit of a break for a couple of weeks while I go and explore the excitement of England in the fall, as you heard us describe the beautiful leaves of brown, then slush on the floor and nothing in between. I'm trying to squeeze in as many new releases as I can, and this next release is coming out at the beginning of November from an absolutely incredible Scottish band, Rant. They are Bethany Reed, Jenna Reed, Lauren McColl and Anna Massey, some of the best fiddle players you can find out there. And like I mentioned, they're bringing out a brand new album called The Portage, and this, they have released the opening track as a single. So this is Goran Bergs and Crow Roadcroft from Rant and their brand new album, The Portage.
Thank you. 50,000 strong. When the picking's over, we'll be gone. They call us the harvest gypsies. We only come because we must. We were driven here by dust, and they won't even look at us. They call us the harvest gypsies. The hottest that it's ever been. I sold my blankets for gasoline, and it's only hunger I have seen. Now I'm a harvest gypsy. Santa Clara, Kern County, they have apples there, and the grapes, they're growing everywhere, all for the harvest gypsy. In a walnut grove I met a man who lost a child before San Fran. We're strangers, they don't understand. We are the harvest gypsy. They despise. Without us they would rot and die. Without the harvest gypsies, the Holbrooks, we were farming men. I dream one day we will again. To miss the soil's a curious pain when you're a harvest gypsy.
Was the beautiful sounds there of Jimmy Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith with a brilliant track, Harvest Gypsies. Now we're going to keep it with the banjos, with a brand new single from the Boston area bluegrass mega band that is the Rooter Beggars. Very humorous, as you see there. Very nice name. This is from their new single called Live 2-2. This is a track called Don't Give Your Heart to a Rambler.
Don't fall in love with me, darling, I'm a rambler. Although you're the sweetest sweetheart in this world, it's all for your sake, dear, that I'm leaving. Don't give your heart to a rambler, little girl. Well, I handed you a line, now I'm sorry. You're just a little sweeter than the rest. Believe me when I say I don't mean to hurt you or do anything to mar your happiness. Don't fall in love with me, darling, I'm a rambler. Although you're the sweetest sweetheart in this world, it's all for your sake, dear, that I'm leaving. Don't give your heart to a rambler, little girl.
sweetest sweetheart in this world. It's all for your sake, dear, that I'm leaving. Don't give your heart to Amber. Sweetheart in this world, it's all for your sake, dear, that I'm leaving. Don't give your heart to a rambler, little girl.
The fabulous Rutabagas there with Don't Give Your Heart to a Rambler. Right, we'll be back with some more music right after this.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
the blinds down, and here I'll hide. See you when summer's come again.
There we go, the beautiful Summer's Laments there from Jamie Smith's Mabon. Absolutely great stuff there. That is, you know, partly in with the autumnal theme as we're all sort of lamenting for the summer, but also slightly nostalgic as recently Jamie Smith's Mabon announced that they would no longer be touring as a band or recording as a band, which is very sad, but they are all involved in many other projects as well, so it's mighty fine anyway. Now, if you've been listening to the show since 3 o'clock, you will have heard that my mother, my father and my younger sister are visiting from the UK. And they've each chosen a track. We've heard from my sister Lily and my father Stuart, and now here is my mother Viv. Hello.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Fabulous, thank you.
How are you enjoying your New England fall?
Absolutely loving it, and great to share it as a grandparent too.
No, yeah, I've got two little kids. I've got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. So this is the first time you've all met the 1-year-old as well, isn't
it?
So
it's fabulous.
The beautiful little Felix.
Yeah.
It's been very cute watching you all play together. Now you've brought in a track of which is marvellous and is a sound of me getting into folk music as well. What have you brought with us?
Well, I decided that it would be good to have something from Lucy Ward, and one of the most memorable tracks that we kind of shared as a family was Maids When You're Young. When we first watched Lucy in Seaton, we took Lily with us, with the rest of the family, and she kind of fell in love with Lucy. And Lucy is such an engaging storyteller. She keeps her audience like enthralled all the way through, and she's never like let down anything that she's done. She's just been fantastic. So just wanted to kind of share that story.
And she's also so varied as well, because she like this next song, Maids When You're Young, is a very traditional song and does it in a fairly traditional way, and some albums have been a lot more rocky and poppy, and she's also an amazing songwriter too, so you know she's got a lot of strings to her bow, as well as just being a wonderfully entertaining performer too,
and a wonderful person,
and a wonderful person. Yeah. All right then, do you want to, as the other two have done, do you want to introduce the track, the name of the artist, and I will press play and it will be seamlessly beautiful.
Okay, so this is Lucy Ward with Maids When You're Young.
Well, an old man came courting me, hey, ding, dong, da. Well, an old man came courting me, me, being young. An old man came courting me, all for his wife to be. Maids when you're young, never wed an old man. For they've got no forlorn for liver eye, or they've got no forlorn for liver eye. They've got no forlorn, they've lost their ding-dorn. Dar maids when you're young, never wed an old man. Oh, when this old man comes to bed, hey, ding-dorn, dar. Oh, when this old man comes to bed, me being young. When this old man comes the bed, he lays like a lump of lead. Maids when you're young, never wed an old man, cause they've got no forlorn for liver eye, or em. They've got no forlorn for liver eye, hey, got no forlorn, they've lost their ding dorm. The maids when you're young, never wed an old. Old man goes to sleep, me being young. When this old man goes to sleep, out of bed I do creep into the arms of an handsome young man. And he's got forlorn for liver eye, or him. He's got forlorn for liver eye. Well, I wish this old man would die, me being young. I wish this old man would die, I'd make the money fly. Maids for your sex, never wear the old man, cause they've got no valorum. When you
that was some new music there from absolutely fabulous duo Louise Bicken and Ethan Setoan. You may know them better as one half of the fabulous Boston area band Corner House, but they've recently released a duo EP, which was, I think, came out last week, and they've been on a duo tour, so I'm hoping to hear some more duo music from them. The EP is lovely. It features some wonderful mix of fiddle playing, mandolin, banjo and voices, and it's just glorious. So go and check that out. Now, earlier in the show, I promised you in the first hour another track from the new EP from the Tweed Project that comes out very, very soon. But in fact, it's so soon, it's this Friday. This is the second track they've released from this forthcoming EP, and it is called The Gasworks.
Thank you.
go. Absolutely gorgeous stuff there from Lady Maisery. That was from their album Cycle, which takes you on a journey through the year. That was a beautiful track called So Far. Well, we're approaching the end of the show, which is very sad indeed. I am joined. If you've been listening to the show, you will have heard that we have had my family visiting from England, and they've each chosen a track, which has been very lovely. And they all join me now. Hello.
Hello.
You've all got a microphone each this time.
Yeah, dangerous that.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah. So you're here for another, 4 or 5 days?
Mm-hmm.
What are your exciting plans to experience the fall here in New England?
Salem.
What have you got? Salem.
I'm very excited to go to Salem.
What you is it? Why Salem?
Because I mean it's like Glastonbury but in America.
As in, what's Glastonbury like?
Glastonbury is like very hippie, very paganistic.
Yeah.
And then also obviously the history in Salem is amazing. The witch trials and things like that.
Yeah, yeah. And it's also absolute chaos at this time of year too, so good luck to you. what do you, mother and father, have planned?
Well, obviously going to Salem, because she ain't going by herself, and playing lots more with Ollie and Felix, your darling little children, our grandchildren. We get to be proper grandparents for a couple of weeks. It's great.
Yeah, yeah. And then go back to the peace and quiet.
Oh, I'd much rather not.
Actually, it's not too peace and quiet, because I come over to England next week, two days after you get back. So you had to put up me for another few days.
Yeah, it's going to be great having you back here on tour.
Yeah, whether you're back here. I'm going to England. But yeah,
you know what I mean, back there.
Anyhow, you've, as a three-piece, chosen... Mm-hmm. A final track to play. And what have you chosen for this final track of the show?
We have chosen the
Levellers and A Beautiful Day.
This is for Karen.
And this is A Beautiful Day out here. Yeah. Beautiful fall day. Don't forget, the folk show, the folk and acoustic show, will be off air for the next couple of weeks as I go on tour in England. But you can go to WMFO.org and catch up with the show, listen to this 2-hour special and all that lark. Thank you so much for joining me, my darling family.
Thank you very much, and love you very much.
And I will see the rest of you in a couple of weeks' time when I'm back on air. But in the meantime, stay tuned for some more brilliant music and chats from Radio 10.
Yes, Radio 10.
Radio 10, woo-hoo! There we go. But to get us into
Radio 10.
Beautiful evening, here is the Levellers and A Beautiful Day.
Fabulous.
Some say that that's impossible, that you and I would never look back. And wasn't it incredible? So beautiful and above all, just to see the fuse get lit this time, to light a real bonfire for all time. And what a beautiful day. In my all-powerful mind, I was drinking in my nightclub. It felt good to be back. When Hepburn said I love you, and Flynn said make my double jack. Was then we planned the revolution to make things better for all time. Oh, and Guevara said that's crazy and ordered up a bottle of wine. What a beautiful day. Big screen,
Every night I've seen the way all things could be. Temples down without a sound, but the generals, they were hiding out, the ministers, well, they'd all gone to ground. Wealth redistribution became the new solution, so I got a paper bag, but you got the one with all the holes. And what a beautiful time.